Okay, this is an excursus. What is an excursus? An excursus is like a side note, because if you don't understand the side note, the progression as to where, let's say we'll put Noah way back here, as to where Noah is and what's going to happen as they go, it's going to get confusing. So, I made a list of people. Noah, the Ethiopian eunuch, that's an I, Ethiopian eunuch, Augustine, Thomas Coleman, Jeremiah Burroughs, Edwards, and George Whitfield. I used those on purpose. You guys like those guys? Yeah, we like those guys. I used them on purpose for this particular reason. So, here is where the question slash idea comes in. I'm going to draw this other box underneath, beginning of the world, the end of the world. And here, we're going to write the word justification. Then I'm going to make another one, and I'm going to do this, and pretend it just keeps going. And this is sanctification. Okay. When we talk about justification, did Noah find grace? Okay, so you three verses. We've got Acts with the Ethiopian eunuch.
You taping it?
It is, it's going. Oh. Acts, the Ethiopian eunuch. Noah, Genesis 6 to 9. Then you could even go a little further, because when we talk about these two things, we're talking about Hebrews. And we talk about these guys. Here's where Jesus is right here. We'll say these guys, everybody before, saw the promises afar off, right? Noah saw more than Adam. Noah got a lot more. Adam got this cryptic verse, but they understood, which is where we go over here and we say, esse and bene esse. Anybody know what those mean?
Before or after?
No. Good guess.
Less and more.
For the good. Okay. So it's for the good. This is the essence of. We could say it this way on this one. Sum and substance. And this one, we'll just call it other stuff, or everything else, okay? Get this wrong, I know I always say, get covenant wrong, you get everything wrong. Get this wrong, you get covenant wrong. I'll show you what I mean. So Noah, he's got a certain amount of information. I want to know, based on what you guys understand, in this justification zone, is Noah justified?
Has to be.
Adam?
Yes.
Solomon? Solomon. You want to read about Solomon? What did he do? Put that in the back of your mind. So, when we say justification, what are things that we can write in here that pertain to every single person that's justified? Basic things.
Called.
Okay. Called. What else?
Adopted.
What?
Forgiven.
Adopted.
Okay.
And they said forgiven.
Forgiven. Adopted.
Sealed.
Regenerate.
Regeneration.
Conversion.
Conversion. I'll put it right here. Conversion, right?
Glorification.
Yep. Right? Could even go and say decreed way back here. Those things pertain to Adam, Noah, Solomon. Noah, does it pertain to the Ethiopian eunuch?
Yeah.
What did he have?
More.
What did he have?
He had the book of Isaiah.
He had the book of Isaiah. So he had the book of Isaiah. What did Noah have? What book?
He had the story of Adam here.
So he had zero books.
Yeah.
What did he have?
The word of God.
Right? God said. And how many times did God say? How many times did God visit him while he was building the ark?
Twice.
Right? So how many times? He has Isaiah 53. What does Augustine have? Okay. He had the Bible that we have, and so didn't these guys. Right? Okay. Then, I'm going to use polity on purpose, because it's an easy thing. Everybody's... What was Augustine's polity? Ecclesiology.
Oh, a Catholic.
Not yet. Close. Go in there. Just before Roman Catholic, what is that?
What do they call it?
What do they call it?
It's Catholic.
No. Episcopalian. Okay. We could even do this. We could even say Gottschalk. He was in the thousands in the medieval church. Gottschalk, what was he?
Catholic.
I am, yes.
Roman Catholic. Thomas Coleman, what was he? Anybody know him?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
One, two, Westminster Divines. Anybody know Jeremiah Burroughs?
Yes.
What was he?
Presby. Congregationalist.
Independent. Right? Well, anybody know what Thomas Coleman was? He was Westminster Divine. Oh. Erastian. Edwards?
Congregation.
Whitfield?
I'm not sure.
I forgot. He was Methodist.
Methodist.
Yeah. Really?
Before the
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do we like George Whitefield?
Yeah.
Is he a saved man?
Yes.
And he's this? Huh. Do we like Edwards? What's this? Is this right?
Not now.
It's not Presbyterian, right? When you look at... Pause. I don't want to jump too far ahead. Justification. Decreed, called, regeneration, forgiven, conversion, repentance... Adopted, sealed, glorified, right? Sanctification. What can we write in there?
Oh, repentance. I mean, that goes at justification, but you continue to repent, right?
What's the difference?
Well, it's perpetual.
Why?
Degrees of
information.
We continue to sin.
Perpetual. Okay. Justification, perpetual, yes?
No.
So it's one time.
Mm-hmm.
When does that happen?
Well,
trick question.
Now, not yet.
Trick question. When do you experience justification?
You don't.
Don't experience. What is it? Close. If you
being
said.
Being declared righteous.
Being declared. Okay, so. The Father, based on what the Son has done, declares a particular person justified. Yes? Noah justified? Did he go to heaven?
Yes.
Yes? Was he born again?
Had to be.
Had to be. Why?
God spoke.
Unless a man is born again, he can't go to heaven. Doesn't go. Can't enter. Can't go. Justification is something that we don't experience. What do we experience as a result of justification?
The new birth.
Yes.
Sanctification.
So you experience the fruit of justification. You know that justification has happened. Why?
Because sanctification happened.
Yeah, but that's the third of the three. Remember the three? What's the first?
That you believe the Bible.
So you believe the Bible is true. What's the second?
Reading it's true
for you. And the third?
Fruit.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh. Now, see this thing here? Oh, this is a dangerous zone. This is degrees. So, what's the degree of justification that Riley has that's different than what Therese has?
None.
Zero. So whatever Jesus has done, we are justified freely. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. the declaration of being justified by the Father, every single person, doesn't matter who it is, Noah, the Ethiopian eunuch, Augustine, Gottschalk, Thomas Coleman, Jeremiah Burroughs, Edwards, and George Whitfield, justified is justified. Justified. Right? What comes out of that is different. Why? Because Adam had a certain amount of information. Noah has a certain amount of information. Abraham's going to have a certain amount. Moses is going to have more. Did Noah participate in the Passover? So Abraham was promised to him and his seed the Passover. Right? I can write everybody's name and all the stuff that continues. Then when you get to here and Jesus takes all of the promises and performs what he's going to do here, promises his performance, and everything's fulfilled, then when you get here, you have everything. Augustine has his Bible from here down, and anybody else you want to throw in there, they all have their Bible. If they're justified, what does that say about their eternal state?
Secure.
Secure. No matter what. Yes?
If they're justified.
If they're justified.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Okay.
What would determine that somebody is not justified?
Their fruit. If they have any.
Okay, and when we start talking about sanctification or fruit in that particular way, what fruit are we talking about?
Doctrine, beliefs, faith.
These two things. What the essence of the church is, i.e. saved people in the church, and what is the good of a person in the church or for a person in the church. Regardless of whether we're back here or all the way up over here, doesn't matter, right? Let me give you an example. I'm going to leave that there for a second. This is a hospital. Hospital. There are floors in the hospital. Really, you want to be... Well, let's do it this way first. I got a house, and I got a hospital. I got a person. And I got another person. However many people you want to make, it doesn't matter. If, what are people?
Humans.
Humans. Good. Humans. This one is really sick. This one isn't. Where does this person go? In the hospital. And this person, he gets to hang out at home. When that person then goes into the hospital, he doesn't become human anymore, yes?
No.
Oh, no, he's still human?
Yeah.
But he's sick. It doesn't matter?
He needs help.
He needs help. So, how about this? Congregationalists and Pres. Okay, a little silence there. So,
they don't teach this
in seminary. No. So, Anabaptist, Reformed Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalians, Erastians, Congregationalists, and Presbyterians. Woo, let's go like this. Roman Catholicism. What is the difference between these two people as it relates to all of this kind of polity? if somebody's here, is this the essence of what the church is? What is the difference between the good for the good of a person and the substance, the sum and substance of something in that particular way?
The sum and substance is what we believe in, or is the crux of the church?
The crux.
Yeah.
Right? This here? So let's ask this. Can I have a justified person in the Roman Catholic Church?
No way.
I know people who've gotten saved in the Roman Catholic Church. Can I have a justified person in the Roman Catholic Church?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Of course. All you need to do is have the preacher stand up, the priest, and he reads a passage of Scripture. What does the Holy Spirit need to do at that particular point? I'm not talking about sanctification. Okay? I'm talking about justification.
Right.
I ask this. How about here? Can he be in there?
Same thing.
Same thing. We put the guys in all of them, yes? Okay. So what in all of these do they, what must they have in order to be justified? They have to have all these things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And because we know, we do it all, it's totally up to them. Yes?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Here, let's ask a different question. How about this one? What do we do with elect infants dying in infancy? What do they have? Do they have this too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, all right. So that's good. When we get to all of this stuff, are we talking about this or this? Are we talking about...
No.
Yes.
No, we're talking about this.
All right,
here's why. Why? 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 Because this versus this versus that is for the good of the church. It has nothing to do with this.
Right, okay.
Justification.
Okay, yeah.
Right? But when you get into sanctification, Noah to Abraham, did Abraham ever build a vineyard and go into the vineyard and get drunk?
Abraham, no.
No. All right, so did Noah?
Yeah.
He lost his salvation at that particular point?
No.
No. What are we dealing with when we deal with that? We're dealing with sanctification for the good of whoever, right? Now, here's where you can get a little dicey. When we start looking at the Anabaptists, you go, there's some stuff with some of them. They denied the Trinity. You go to heaven and deny the Trinity? No.
No way.
That's over here. Okay? There are fundamental doctrines, certain things that you can't get wrong. If you want to make it really, really simple, all you have to do is say, the Apostles' Creed. Which is why tons of the Puritans have commentaries on the Apostles' Creed. Because the basic stuff. God, Jesus, his two natures, the Trinity, right? Yes, coming again. Basic things. Hymenaeus and Philetus. Hymenaeus and Alexander. They denied that. Shipwrecked their faith. So there are certain non-negotiables, right? So, George Whitefield's a Methodist. Is that a non-negotiable?
No.
Where does it put him? Does it put him here or put him here? From our perspective. Puts him in the hospital. Why? Because that is goofy. Right? Jeremiah Burroughs, Edwards, Congregationalists. Yes? Right or wrong?
Wrong.
Wrong. The Congregationalists can all get upset with me. That's okay. Think about what they did at Westminster, right? Thomas Coleman, he was an Erastian. What does that mean? That means he saw no difference between the church and the state. They were one thing. Everything was under that particular head. There was like two or three of them there, and then there was a lot of writers outside of that. So, Thomas Coleman, as an Erastian, Where does he go? In the house or in the hospital?
Hospital.
He goes in the hospital. Right? Okay. Now let's change it and go like this. We'll erase all of these. I use polity because polity is easy. All of these people are justified. Where do they go? In the house or in the hospital?
Justification-wise, the house.
Justification-wise, they're in the house. Right? When you look at what happened to these people along this line, you start saying, what do I do with Solomon? What a wreck.
Or Manasseh.
Right? Or wreck. What do we do with thinking about the idea of wreck? Do we put it here?
No.
No. Where do we put it?
Sanctification.
Degrees of things. Right? Okay, so far? And all of that is going to then be determined by three things. One, the sovereignty of the Spirit. Right? God put Noah here. He did not give to Noah what Augustine had over here. It's progressive. Right? This unfolded. For some reason, whatever the reason is, Edwards did not get it as it pertained to Congregationalism. He didn't. He was a Congregationalist. Thomas Coleman really didn't get it and was blistered by the divines in the Westminster Assembly when they were like, no, that's not going. And he wasn't the only one. John Lightfoot was another one, and out of that, John Selden. Big writers. But, wrong. What do we do with the Episcopalian Augustine? Right? See, polity. Degree of error. Right? So you have degrees of error that, as this unfolds, more. Jesus comes and fulfills everything. Now we have the whole thing. Now we have to understand it. So we, sovereignty of the Spirit. Noah was over here. Wasn't over there. Second thing, smarts. You have to say a little bit of that. In the sense that you have three guys that come to church. They sit. They hear the same message, right? And one is a genius. The other one's middle of the road. One's... you know, kind of.
W. Bush.
Whoever, yeah. That was some great preachification. You know, that kind of. So we got three guys. They hear the same message, same day. They all go back. The Spirit implants regeneration in all three of them, but the degree to which they will understand what it is that they've gained is on a curve. It's sanctification. So the first guy, he's a genius. His mind is flying. And he's like, oh, I get it. Okay, yes. Well, he does get it because he's regenerate. And maybe he read the Bible 20 times already. The second guy, he's only read it once. But he gets it too because of the particular scripture. It just takes him 3 or 4 days to get it. The last one, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Little faith.
But he has little faith. So, when you deal with the three of them coming back to the preacher, and they all believe, it just took them at a different level, a different race, a different time period. And when you get to things that Hebrews says, like Hebrews says Noah and Abraham and Moses and David saw afar off these things, it doesn't make them not saved. They are justified, but their sanctification is going to be different. Imagine after the fact, or let's say before they die, what kind of conversation David and Solomon had when Solomon became king. Let's pretend they lived long enough to have Solomon do all the train wreck stuff that he did. And God specifically said, doesn't matter what he does.
Right.
I'm not going to take my grace away from him. I'll just make his life a little difficult, right? So imagine what would David, and so David be like technically, I did like one thing. I killed Uriah and slept with Bathsheba. You've got 300 wives and 700 concubines. What are you doing every single day? Every single day. What is he doing? All of the altars, all of his stuff. You could take the two of them and just go, right?
Corruption and worship.
Corruption and worship, corruption in his life, corruption with the people around him, corruption in leading others with the altar, all of that. Yeah. What word do we ascribe to that? Sanctification. And that, again, spirit, light, action. Right? So the Holy Spirit gives you stuff. What do you do with it? Raise your hand if you don't sin. Why? Right? Why do you sin? Look at what you have. Not only do you have the essence of things, but you have everything you could possibly want. We are like the most rich in terms of theological knowledge in the history of the Christian church. You have everything. Thousands of sermons and preachers and books and all sorts of things that lead you in a particularly good direction. Why do you do it? Because everyone's sanctification is at a different level. And when you deal with sanctification, give me the R word. It's a little ethereal and out there. It might not pop into your mind exactly, but what is the R word that particularly applies to sanctification in heaven?
Restipulation?
No, but keep that in there too. That's a good R word, just a different one. How about this one?
Rewards.
Will you be rewarded when you get to heaven?
Yes.
Will some people be rewarded more than you?
Yes.
Yes. Right? What do you have? Wood, hay, stubble? Gold.
I have a bucket.
Silver. You have a bucket. Right? You got the glass. You got a bucket.
That's Edward, right?
Yeah, he didn't use drum, he used something else. A 55-gallon drum, or an Olympic-size swimming pool. Everybody is a container, sanctifyingly. And your whole life, this is when you get converted, your whole life is making this grow. More. More light, more dew. More spirit working with you. God, what does he do in beginning the good work? What does he do?
Not forsake the work of his hands.
Right? Doesn't forsake the work of his hands. Will complete it. Right? Yet, there is reward. Noah got a reward. I don't know what Noah's reward was. I'm not there. But man.
Big boat.
Building an ark. Abraham, David. What about the Ethiopian eunuch? What do we know about him?
Nothing.
Little to nothing. Particular in the sense that he was important to the Lord. That he took Philip, brought him there, specifically to witness to that guy. And he got in the chariot with him. And he's like, I don't understand what I'm reading. He had his whole Bible, yes.
No.
What did he have?
Isaiah.
All he had was Isaiah. That was it. And that was after this. So when you look at the essay of things in relationship to foundational things that you can't deny, compared to the bene essay of things for the good of the church and what God does and doesn't do and providentially does and how he works all of that out, there's no one in the Westminster Assembly that goes, Thomas Coleman, he's an Erastian, he's not saved. No one's going to say that. They're going to argue about it. Jeremiah Burroughs, he's a Congregationalist, he's not saved. No, those are just errors. Jeremiah Burroughs denied the Trinity, he didn't. Jeremiah Burroughs denied the Trinity, that's an issue. And they would all hammer him on that, right? So you have to think through the way all of this works progressively. Yes. Understanding the things that everybody has no matter what, and things that are for their healthiness. Okay? Case in point, I'll give you, we'll end it with this little illustration. So Edwards was booted out of his church. Did you know that? He was booted out. His congregation, who he was with for years and years and years, because he took over. Yeah, he took over from his grandfather, Solomon Stoddard. And Stoddard, everybody loved him. And so Edwards started teaching the Lord's Supper. And when he was teaching the Lord's Supper, the people in the pew liked what Solomon Stoddard said, which was this thing called the halfway covenant, where it was a weird bringing in of children in particular into church to participate in the Lord's Supper, even though their parents were total unbelievers, all kind of crazy stuff. So Edwards is like, no, we're going to fix this. So he starts to fix it. What kind of church does he have? Congregationalist. Who runs the show?
The people.
And so they said, you're out. We like your grandfather better. He's dead, but you're out. We'll find somebody else that's more like him. So they booted Jonathan Edwards, right? Because of his polity. Now, that doesn't make Jonathan Edwards not saved. It just means that in that particular aspect, his sanctification wasn't necessarily up to par, so to speak, because he was believing something that was weird. And it bit him as a result. And he got booted. And then he became president of Princeton and participated in getting a shot and died from the shot for vaccination. That's how he died. It's always interesting to see when people die and how they died and stuff and when that happened. But I don't. What's the sanctification of the people in that congregation? I have no idea. But they're not right. They were wrong. Solomon Stoddard was wrong. Edwards was right. So when we deal with justification, we're talking about the essence. When we deal with things that are for the good of the church, we're talking about the healthiness of a person, right? What color would you be if you had a spiritual mirror and looked in it? Would you be green? Like, what color would you be? Are you healthy? Follow? That's the question that I'm saying. And Calvin said this. Don't ask me where he said it. I forget. Calvin said, everyone, Luther, Zwingli, everyone, 30% of your theology is wrong. In error. Right? So you're only a C minus from my days, right? In thinking about it in that particular way. What do we do with Zwingli? Zwingli completely butchered the Lord's Supper, baptism, a few things, right? What do we do with Zwingli? Is Zwingli saved? Yeah. It's just that dealing with some of these things, there's a lot of argument. What do we do with Luther? He's not in the red. He's around it. That's what Luther said. Right? What do we do with that? He's screwing up the Lord's Supper. That's not a small thing. It's a sacrament. Is Luther saved? Can saved people be in the Roman Catholic Church? Was Wycliffe?
They can't stay.
Was Wycliffe?
Was Wycliffe saved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luther? Mm-hmm. Right? Gottschalk? We could go through church history and think about all these people who were in those places. Today, we kind of throw it into that they can't stay there. You would hope. But can a justified person be in there? Can God take the acorn of justification and stick it in someone like these guys and save them? And then they get hit by a car and die.
It's not the norm, I wouldn't think.
Okay, there's another thing that we deal with, and we'll stop with this. Certain things that are common or not common are important to consider. For example, well, I have all the time in the world to get saved. Look at the thief on the cross.
Yeah.
You know? No. That's not common. That's not a common thing. That doesn't set a common precedent. That's an extraordinary thing. Like, almost supernaturally extraordinary. We don't use that and say, well, look, you're okay, yeah, you got a little
Blind
time.
Everybody.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. Nor in the same way doesn't it work with the Ethiopian eunuch in that particular way, because everybody's different. There are certain things that they need. He needed someone to explain things. He had his Bible. No, solo, scriptura, that doesn't work. I need somebody to help me. Why? Because of this right here, the sanctifying degrees of things. Not everybody gets the same stuff all the time. And when we look at the progression of unfolding, you're going to see things with Noah and then Abraham and then Moses and then David, that God is unrolling this stuff. To us, it takes a really long time. This is not short. But to God, it's an instant. Everything he understands is in an instantaneous now. There's no passage of time for him. He knows everything right now. Everything. So for us, we have to pick it apart and kind of think through how those things apply and work. Everybody follow?